Because I didn't know how we were going to do. I was like, oh, what are we going to do? And certainly we're going to be getting naked in rehearsal because it informs the scene so much.
That was actor and singer Ben Nordstrom talking about one of his first major theater roles in Houston, Texas. So Nordstrom ended up in Houston after attending theater school here at Webster University and then going to New York. He was brought into a production that brought him down to Texas. And I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And I'm Nancy Fowler. And this is Cut and Paste. So let's get back to that story that Ben Nordstrom is telling, because he really bared his soul and everything else, really, in that role.
It was Equus, and I was playing the kid, Alan Strang, which if you know the show is a lot. And
Say more about that. If you
yeah, yeah. Well, it's by Peter Shaffer, and it's a play from the 70s when it first premiered in London and then on Broadway, was a huge sensation. And it is the story of a boy who, at the top of the play, he has inexplicably blinded 6 horses with a metal spike. And so he's been admitted, he's going through the court system. But instead of just going straight to, you know, some sort of juvenile detention center or being punished, there's a magistrate who sort of feels like there's something more there, and she sort of appeals to the psychiatrist to sort of take him on, and can you get to the bottom of this? And at the end of the play, you're naked on stage for 10 or 15 minutes running around being crazy.
So you're 23 and you have to run around naked on stage for 15 or 20 minutes. Do you like work up to that in rehearsal gradually, or how does that, what did you feel?
Our director was, I thought, brilliant and very sensitive about that, because I didn't know how we were going to do. I was like, oh, what are we going to do? And certainly we're going to be getting naked in rehearsal because it informs the scene so much. And the girl, there's a girl, a young girl in the play also, and she has also is somewhat nude in that scene. So I was like, oh gosh, what are we going to do? And he never asked us to do it in rehearsal. We would just sort of pretend and just work the scenes. And it wasn't until the very end, until tech, where he said to me, oh, and he added a little bit more nudity that's not in the script. The very opening tableau, I was nude just for this opening silent moment. And then, and he didn't ask me to do it until tech. And he was like, and he was almost apologetic. He was like, I'm sorry, but we need to see what this looks like under the light so we can light it correctly. So I thought it was great. And I was very, very nervous the first time in rehearsal, the first time in tech, and then the first performance. And then after that, it was actually very, it was fun. It was very powerful. It was a very empowering feeling. So I loved it.
I'm curious about whether you think the people that have seen you in things like what you just did with Buddy Holly
right.
ever think about the fact that you like started a career doing Equus
yeah, yeah.
in Houston.
Yeah, I don't know. It is funny, my time in St. Louis, and I'm not complaining. Like, again, what I do here and the opportunities that are afforded me here and the way that people treat me here is amazing. It's really great. But I am sort of like the light musical comedy guy here, and again, that's great. But before, and not that I did so much, but the things that I did do before I moved here, I wasn't doing a lot of musicals. I was doing a lot of plays like that, that were maybe a little heavier, a little more serious. And then I came here, and St. Louis loves musicals. I think audiences do, and the theaters do. And if you're a union actor, and you can do musicals, that's where a lot of the work is at stages and the Muni, and the Rep does usually one or two musicals a year. So as a guy who's trying to make a paycheck, honestly. I mean, I want to do work that I like, but it's also my job. Those are the jobs that just kept coming. And so everyone's like, oh, you do musicals. And then occasionally when I've been able to do something maybe a little bit different, a little darker or whatever, it has seemed to take people by surprise, or it takes the critics a while to just the first few things that they're like, why is he doing this? Why is Ben Nordstrom in this?
And you're like, there's a legitimate
right,
reason.
Right. I hope
based
so.
Based on my history.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's, you know, I'm not complaining. It's just, it's been funny. So when people are surprised by it, I'm like, well, I did a lot of this before. But so.
You must have so many stories, like the time that the lighting fixture fell on the guy when it wasn't supposed to, or anything like that. Does anything come to mind?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. When I, one of my, not long after I had first moved here, well, I've been at the rep when, like, the fire alarm goes off in the middle of a performance, and so we have to stop.
And it didn't fit with the script?
No, of course not. No, like, it's, like, literally the fire alarm accidentally going off, so we stop the show. We're like, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop right now. If you all could just go outside and, you know, all the actors. We were doing Edwin Drood. This was Christmas of 2004. So we had to go outside, because you have to evacuate just in case. We go outside, and all of us actors were sort of huddling by the stage door, but then there's, the, like, half the audience over there looking at us, and we're like, oh, hi, how are you? And then you file back in and start the show. One, we were doing Footloose at Stages, and you know, there's crazy storms here in the summer sometimes, and we just lost power. Like, in the middle of the opening number, there's 20, you know, people dancing and doing stuff on the opening number, and everything just goes, like, lights, sound, everything. And we kept going for a while, because when you're just sort of trained to, like, not stop. And we sort of kept going for a little bit, and then it got awkward, and then, you know, and then we had to kind of stop. And those emergency lights sort of on the side of the theater came on, and it was like, ladies and gentlemen, and we had to stop the show. Like, they could not, it was a city thing. They could not get the power back on, and we had to just stop and, I guess, give everyone a refund and tell them to go home. And that was a two-show day, and that was the first – that happened on the first show. And we – so we all went home, and the plan was come back, assume that the second show was happening. So we all come back, but at 7:30, at half hour, the power wasn't on, and it was like we're going to hold – it was almost like holding for rain at the Muni. We held until – the plan was we're going to – if we can't get the power back on by 9:30, then we'll just let it go. And at like 9:23 or something, they got the power back on, so we started the show.
So you're from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And now you're in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your part.
Well, we start rehearsal tomorrow. I'm in the ensemble, so I don't know a lot about what I'm going to be doing. I don't have a principal role, so I don't know if I'll be doing a lot. I'll be a farmer or a cowboy, I'm sure, supporting my Curly and Will, or I don't know. This will be fun because we're doing the Susan Stroman choreography from the revival, the Broadway revival from, I think it was 2001 or 2002, I'm not sure. So that'll just be fun to see the serious dancers do. I'll be watching them, but also to be a part of, you know, whatever it is I'm doing. I saw that revival in New York years ago. And Robert Giro is directing, and I love him. He's directed a lot at the Rep and a lot at the Muni now.
And you mentioned that you're doing a version that was part of a revival involving Susan Stroman. What makes this production different than some of the other Oklahoma productions that people may have seen?
That's a good question. I know for sure the choreography is Susan Stroman, so I can't speak to the overall tone, you know, or what the direction. If they sort of go follow that direction based on the revival, that revival was just a little grittier, a little more rooted in realism. So that's probably what you're going to see here. And knowing Rob, that's probably how it's going to go. So it's not necessarily going to be big, yuck, cheesy, old-fashioned musical comedy. I mean, it's still Oklahoma, which is actually just a beautiful, beautiful show. But in terms of the choreography, yeah, Susan Stroman did sort of re-envisioned the choreography for that revival, and that's what we're going to be doing here. I hesitate to say we. I don't think I'm going to be dancing much, so I should say they, the serious dancers. And the Dream Ballet is going to be a lot of folks, when they do Oklahoma, they do the original Agnes DeMille choreography. So this is just totally different. So you're going to see an all-new Dream Ballet. Often when you see Oklahoma, you've got your Laurie and your Curly. And then in the Dream Ballet, you've got your Dream Laurie and your Dream Curly, who are different actors who are, you know, ballet dancers who come in and do it. Well, in this production, it's all the same. So our Laurie, who is singing and acting throughout the entire show, is also the Dream Laurie. So the challenge often is you have to cast an actress who can seeing that ingenue, you know, legit role and do the scene work and then turn around and be a serious ballerina in the Dream Ballet. So that'll be fun. I think you'll see a grittier, more serious, but still beautiful. Rob has directed South Pacific at the Muni recently, and The King and I, he's sort of been their golden era musical guy the past few years, and he just knows how to put those shows together. I think it's going to be beautiful.
That was Ben Nordstrom, local actor who's currently in the Muni's Oklahoma, and we'll just wait to see what he does next. And this has been Cut and Paste, produced by Willis Ryder Arnold
and Nancy Fowler, with help from our editor, Donna Carando.
And the opening music was by Eric Hall.
You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or other podcast servers, or you can find us at stlpublicradio.org.
So it didn't turn into Foot Lost.
Right. Oh, you.
Sorry.
That was a good one.
No. Sorry.
I don't know if I've ever heard
that was pretty good
before that.
That was very good.
Maybe I never will again.
No, I'm for it.